Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Kicking off this week, a significant report has drawn attention to the vulnerabilities facing roughly 500 underwater fiber optic cables, which carry over 95% of the world's internet data. These cables, often stretching thousands of kilometers across the world's oceans, are increasingly at risk from natural disasters such as earthquakes and landslides, as well as deliberate sabotage, including potential actions by state actors. The security of global communications now depends on more robust measures, with bipartisan political efforts underway to establish rapid response protocols and protective strategies for this essential infrastructure. As the world relies even more heavily on digital connectivity, ensuring the safety of these hidden lifelines has become a top priority for governments and industry stakeholders alike. Moving to digital privacy, advocacy groups have recently intensified their call to end the use of the mobile Fortify application administered by ICE, which reportedly performs facial recognition scans without obtaining user consent. This issue has ignited renewed debate about the ethical implications of facial recognition software, focusing on the critical importance of civil rights in an era of rapid technological surveillance expansion. With increased adoption of such technologies by law enforcement agencies, questions around informed consent, data retention, and the risk of misuse are now at the forefront. Advocates argue that meaningful privacy protections and clearer regulatory frameworks are more vital than ever to ensure that emerging tech does not undermine fundamental liberties. Switching gears to Linux, several distributions have rolled out major security updates recently, aiming to patch vulnerabilities and boost system performance. Among this wave of advancements, the NTFS PLUS driver, spearheaded by NumJGeon, has gained considerable attention for its promise to deliver faster and more reliable write performance for NTFS formatted drives under Linux. At the same time, it introduces additional capabilities, further fueling innovation and user adoption within the open source operating system community. These updates highlight the persistent commitment of developers and contributors to keeping Linux robust and secure for a growing global user base. In the world of infrastructure, sustainability concerns have prompted a pause on new approvals for low-tier data centers in Malaysia's Johor state. Authorities cite excessive water usage as a primary concern, underscoring the challenges of balancing technological growth with the responsible management of natural resources. This move aligns with a growing commitment across Asia and worldwide to ensure that future digital infrastructure is both efficient and environmentally sensitive. The decisions being made now in regions like Johor will set important precedents for sustainable data center practices going forward. Turning now to the UK, energy policy has returned to center stage as the government faces rising power demands, driven in part by the increasing energy needs of AI developments and automation. The UK is responding with renewed interest in nuclear energy projects, seeking not only to expedite approval processes, but also to enact regulatory reforms aimed at accelerating long-term investments. However, environmental advocates remain cautious, pointing to long-standing concerns about waste management and ecological impacts. As the government weighs these competing priorities, the outcome could have far-reaching consequences for the pace and shape of the transition to low-carbon power solutions. Meanwhile, the gaming industry continues to blossom with inventive features and enhanced user engagement strategies that keep the market dynamic. The sector's rapid evolution is evident in the steady integration of new technologies, more immersive experiences, and the creative expansion of storytelling. Developers push boundaries with augmented and virtual reality, real-time multiplayer interactions, and gamification techniques now making their way into educational platforms. The influx of these fresh innovations underscores the importance of adapting both policy and design to foster a safe, engaging digital environment for all users, particularly younger audiences. This week's news also delved into astrophysics, with a recent study purporting to offer direct evidence for the long-sought-after dark matter. Although the announcement generated excitement across the scientific community, experts remain divided over whether the detected signals truly correspond to dark matter particles or represent more mundane cosmic phenomena. The ongoing debate highlights the complexity of scientific discovery and the need for rigorous verification before bold claims shift our understanding of the universe. On the consumer tech front, Apple Music is preparing to release its anticipated 2025 replay feature. This encourages listeners to engage more consistently with their music libraries, reflecting broader industry trends toward personalization and interactive user experiences. These efforts are part of an ongoing movement among major streaming platforms to offer more tailored content that keeps users invested and subscribed year-round. Meanwhile, Plex has announced new requirements for TV app users who wish to stream media remotely, introducing mandatory subscriptions for access. This reflects the evolving business models within the streaming industry. As companies navigate changing consumer behavior and shifting competition, users are now seeking greater value and flexibility, pushing service providers to adapt both their offerings and their pricing strategies to remain relevant. In the hardware world, HP has unveiled plans to streamline operations by reducing its workforce by as many as 6,000 jobs by 2028. This strategic move is designed to boost efficiency and direct more resources into the integration of AI capabilities, enabling HP to better compete in the market for next-generation devices. The announcement signals the acceleration of workplace automation as large tech firms balance their commitments to innovation with social and economic responsibility. Speaking of open-source advancements, FreeBSD developers have released the fourth release candidate for FreeBSD 15.0. This new release addresses minor issues, demonstrating the project's dedication to reliability and the timely resolution of technical challenges ahead of the stable version's launch. With an active global community, FreeBSD continues to serve as a cornerstone for education, research, and day-to-day applications. Shifting to the intersection of music and artificial intelligence, Warner Music Group has partnered with Suno to explore the possibilities of AI-generated music using artists' voices. This collaboration seeks to create new revenue streams for artists while preserving their control over creative output and rights. As the industry rapidly embraces AI-driven production tools, balancing innovation with respect for artists' contributions remains a key concern. In digital privacy news, Google Maps is rolling out features that enable users to post reviews anonymously, offering more privacy options than previously available. This move tries to strike a delicate balance between protecting individual privacy and maintaining transparency for businesses and other users. The update further illustrates the growing trend of empowering users to take control of their digital identities in an increasingly public online world. On the regulatory front, Apple faces heightened scrutiny in Poland, where authorities have launched an antitrust investigation into the firm's app tracking transparency features. Regulators are looking at whether Apple's privacy-focused rules unfairly disadvantage third-party apps and services, thus posing potential risks to competition. This case exemplifies the mounting pressure on global tech giants to be more accountable in their operational and competitive practices. Meanwhile, Google has confirmed work on a desktop-focused version of its Android operating system, codenamed Aluminium. Early reports indicate this new project is centered on integrating enhanced user experiences and AI-driven features, positioning it as a potential competitor in the productivity OS market. The ongoing blend of mobile and desktop technology is likely to drive new standards for device convergence, efficiency, and personalization in both consumer and enterprise contexts. Turning back to the UK, a recent study estimates that automation may displace up to 3 million low-skilled jobs in Britain by 2035. As industries invest in AI and robotics to meet mounting pressure for innovation and efficiency, policymakers are urged to address educational reform and workforce retraining as top priorities. The conversation around safeguarding economic participation highlights the growing urgency to prepare current and future generations for an evolving digital economy. In India, Mumbai's rapid growth as a tech hub has led to an unexpected side effect: continued operation of coal power plants intended for closure. Surging energy demands from burgeoning data centers have delayed transitions to cleaner energy sources, raising significant health and environmental concerns. The case underlines the challenge of balancing sustainable urban growth with the imperative to reduce pollution in one of the world's most populated cities. Shifting to the world of cybersecurity, CISA has issued warnings about the growing threat of commercial spyware targeting private messaging app accounts. This form of spyware exploits vulnerabilities in everyday communication tools, often without victim awareness, allowing malicious actors to intercept sensitive information. The warnings underscore the urgent need for ongoing vigilance, user education, and enhanced security protocols at both organizational and individual levels. Across these stories, one theme stands out: the interplay of technology, ethics, and sustainability is more tightly woven than ever across the globe. Stakeholders from governments, businesses, and advocacy groups increasingly recognize that collaboration will be key to balancing rapid innovation with privacy, safety, and ecological responsibility. As policymakers and community leaders continue to debate issues like data privacy and environmental stewardship, the outcomes will shape our digital landscape in profound ways. Whether responding to mounting cyber threats, adapting workforces to automation, or designing sustainable infrastructure, the next few years will test our collective ability to manage competing interests and chart an equitable course. So as you watch these developments unfold, keep an eye on how your digital rights, the sustainability of your community, and the direction of new technologies are being shaped by today's policy debates and business decisions. Thanks for listening.